WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 44 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwornum and Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Spring break is upon us, and if you're planning to head out of town, Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen says there are several practical steps you can take to combat would-be thieves.
The biggest one is to make sure that the house still looks lived in. Use timers on your lights and your TV or your radio so that it comes on and off during the normal period of time when you would watch TV. If you have a trusted neighbor, ask them to keep picking up your mail and pick up newspapers.
McKeithen suggests that your neighbor park in your driveway every once in a while to make it look like someone's there. And she says you should record all of your serial numbers. She adds that you should never leave a key outside of your house and don't leave garage door openers in a car left in the driveway, because it's easier for thieves to break into a car, open the garage, and get inside your home. For whatever reason, College Station police have been responding to more wrecks on the freeway.
You know, it's probably not any kind of trend or anything, just kind of a coincidence, but it probably would be a good opportunity to remind everyone to be safe when they're out there driving, pay attention to what's going on. Kind of due to the traffic situation on Highway 6, oftentimes you'll be going along at 70 or 75 miles per hour, and then vehicles in front of you, for whatever reason, will be slowed or stopped, possibly for an accident ahead. And then what we see sometimes is secondary and even tertiary crashes.
Officer Phil Dorsett also reminds motorists to stay in the right lane except when passing, even though it can be difficult with so many on and off ramps. And five Bryan women are accused of taking nearly $1,000 of merchandise from the Bryan Target store. Target loss prevention employees showed Bryan police a surveillance video showing the women, during a 45-minute time span, taking jewelry, clothing, and cosmetics, then walking out without paying. The group arrived in two cars and placed the merchandise in both vehicles, but all were in one vehicle leaving the store when they were stopped by police. The names of those arrested and the long list of what they're accused of taking is on our website at WTAW.com. Bryan School Board members consider final action tonight on a variety of projects. Among them is increasing communication between students, teachers, and their parents. Technology Services Director Barbara Ybarra says this would be through an upgrade of the district's ParentLink service.
One of the things would be that teachers would be able to directly message just their classroom kiddos and their parents. It would allow us to use text messaging. It would also allow us to send notifications, say a bus were late. ParentLink would be able to do that automatically much more quickly than it currently does. And it also provides the district a mobile application that can be downloaded to Android and iOS devices.
The smartphone app would include the district's grading and scheduling programs, along with incorporating a tip line to report bullying, vandalism, and other incidents. State Senator Charles Schwertner sides with Governor Perry about his concern of expanding Medicaid with the federal government when Washington can't pay all their own bills.
If the federal government is saying that they're having to cut back on ICE and release individuals from detention facilities and air traffic controllers, I think it's interesting to say that they're having to do that, but at the same time they're able to expand Medicaid across the nation.
Schwertner is monitoring negotiations federal authorities are having with the state of Arkansas over future Medicaid funding. And another victim of federal budget cuts made by sequestration are members of the military attending colleges and universities. Future tuition assistance for those in the Army and Marines has been suspended. The director of the A&M Veteran Resource and Support Center, retired Marine Colonel Jerry Smith, says he's been in touch with financial aid staff.
We're talking back and forth to try to figure out what other possibilities may be out there to provide financial aid to meet this unexpected lapse. And again, this is probably going to be for summer term and most definitely in the fall.
Smith says there are 43 students headed to Army basic training this summer who were counting on tuition assistance next fall. 115 Army students currently enrolled are not affected. The suspension applies to students serving in active duty as well as guard and reserve units. So far, VA benefits have not been affected by sequestration. WTAW News Time is 7:10. It's 44 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwornum and Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30. or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zorneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
You know, Doug started Classic Collision and Restoration back in 1999, and they've been doing auto restoration, award-winning automobile restoration. That's part of the name, but, you know, Collision is also part of their name, which means if you need any kind of body shop repair work done, they can do that for you at Classic Collision and Restoration. Again, and obviously since they win awards with restoration, when it comes to kind of things that are a little more basic as far as body work, makes sense that the fit and the finish are just as important on those jobs, and Doug will make sure that it's done just that way. And, you know, in fact, the first auto repair customers were the auto restoration owners. They had pretty exacting standards, so with that kind of attention to detail, it obviously makes sense that any work that you need done, Classic Collision and Restoration can do an outstanding job. Remember this also, that they do upholstery work, whether you need seat repairs or headliners replaced or carpet, convertible tops, any kind of custom upholstery work, Classic can do that for you as well. And also, Classic Collision now offers automotive exhaust work. They have Flowmaster and Magnaflow mufflers, and they have very competitive pricing when it comes to that. And in fact, you may find if you need a catalytic converter that their prices are much lower than you'll find at muffler shops and other dealers. So three good reasons for you to stop in and see them at Classic Collision and Restoration. Give Doug a call if you need to at 779-8399. They're located on Highway 21 West by next to Sioux Falls Prater. That's Classic Collision and Restoration.
Children learn to read on the laps of their parents. Did you know nearly two-thirds of low-income families have no children's books at home? So here's how you can help. Become a part of the Half Price Books Half Pint Library program today. Bring a new or gently used children's book to any Half Price Books between now and March 31st. Drop it off in the Half Pint Library donation box. It's that simple. At the end of the drive, Half Price Books will match your donations and distribute to local organizations for kids in need. Help us share the love of reading with young children and their families. Remember, one good book can help inspire a lifelong reader. And only with your contributions can a Half Pint Library become a reality. To learn more about the Half Price Books Half Pint Library program or to find a store near you, visit hpb.com. The Half Pint Library Book Drive. It's kids' books from the community, for the community.
Hi, this is Debbie with American Lube Centers. For years, people have counted on us for oil changes and overall automotive maintenance. At American Lube Centers, we do business the old-fashioned way. We give you time and peace of mind by servicing your vehicles quickly and efficiently and letting you know in advance what your maintenance needs are. Our highly trained technicians at American Lube Centers do the job right. For fast, friendly service, it's American Lube Centers. Click on AmericanLubeCenters.com for our daily specials and a location near you. And like us on Facebook.
7:14, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
High pressure will build in behind yesterday's frontal passage. That should lead to some sunshine developing today. There may be some leftover clouds in some areas this morning due to the front. It'll be breezy, 60 to 65. Clear, cool tonight. We're down to 35 to 40. Mostly sunny and near 70 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night it'll be clear. Lows will drop down to around 45. Sunshine in 70 to 75 for Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. We've got Fighting Texas Aggie Women's Basketball and the SEC Tournament Champions. We've also got Aggie Baseball, and we'll get you caught up with where the men are going to be seated for Aggie Men's Basketball, all on the way here with sports.
So anyway, yeah, yesterday they had the political talk shows on, and, you know, it's pretty boring. It's politics.
Blah, 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 yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, and so often politicians will try to be part of popular culture. I mean, they really don't know.
Just let the actors do the acting.
Yeah.
Come on.
Most of them would be hard-pressed to tell you the date, but nonetheless, somebody, and I don't know who it was because I wasn't watching. I was reading the paper, but we had the TV on. And somebody said yesterday, you know, it seems as if we're getting closer to some bipartisan areas that we can agree on, but we're probably not going to be doing the Harlem Shake anytime soon.
Well, good Lord.
I mean.
Let me guess, this was a white guy, too.
Yeah, of course it was.
Now, don't be a racist, Kevin.
Wouldn't that be fun to Photoshop that in, to have them all of a sudden, all the members in the House or the Senate doing the... Yeah.
Sounds like the elf yourself, but just put in some...
Yeah, well, that'd work, too. All right, so South by Southwest going on over in Austin. And you know, it's morphed into far more than it used to be. Just, you know, a music thing, and then, well, they made a film thing, and now really one of the biggest components of it is tech. And so this is a great opportunity for a lot of things. I mean, they have an area where entrepreneurs can be standing there and they can pitch their stuff, and venture capitalists are kind of walking through there, and there have been deals made there, and that's cool, because that's America. That's what you ought to be able to do. But also, that's a place where companies decide to roll out some product, maybe something new and different. For instance, at the South by Southwest conference over the weekend, Google showed us their talking shoe, pretty much like a normal pair of shoes, except they talk. They put together a little promotional.
Did they say negative, Ghost Rider?
They put together a little video here. Now, it's got some music in the background, but you'll be able to hear the different things the shoe is actually saying, because there's a speaker in the tongue of the shoe.
Wow. Okay?
All right, here we go. Yeah.
I love the feeling of wind in my laces.
I love the feeling of wind in my laces. Yeah, okay, fine.
Here we go.
Oh, it's a British accent. That's cool. They're going to play a little hoop now.
Are you a statue? Let's do this already.
Okay, your shoe is talking to you, okay? And again, all right, they're playing hoop. All right, he takes the shot.
911 because you're on fire.
Call 911 because you're on fire.
Wow.
And I, you know, here's the thing. It's 2013 and we're talking about this. What? Yeah, really? Okay. All right, that's enough. Okay, that's enough. Really. Why in the world did that tickle you so?
I don't know. Okay. It's just so dumb.
It really is. That's the whole thing. And I mean, again,
I like it, though.
We're looking at that. So we'll see what happens. And again, we're talking about this in 2013, and it's laughable. And, you know, I saw the video of it, and it's got this speaker that's like 2.5 inches across on the tongue of the shoe, which is kind of goofy. And then it's way down there, so can you hear it? And that could just bother small dogs or something. But, I mean, this may end up being something that 20 years from now is standard equipment in the shoe.
It does sound like it would increase the ratio of attacks by dachshunds.
Well, it could. Yeah, that could happen. And the thing is, it's a junky-looking little shoe, you know? And, of course, there are no prices.
But, it has a British voice. Who cares?
Oh, well, there you are.
I don't want to be prodded by my feet. Though.
Yeah,
if I'm
exactly.
Working out, shut up.
You don't want your shoes to be like, you're on fire.
Well, that's it. See? And the other thing is, it starts out, if you're just sitting still, it'll go, this is boring.
Oh, well, I don't need a shoe to lower my self-esteem.
Well, that's the other thing. And if there's a bug in your apartment, you know, you can take the shoe off and just whack it every once in a while, too.
I only want a shoe that lies to me and tells me nice, sweet nothings.
There you go. A guy in China has kept himself alive for 13 years with a homemade dialysis machine.
Goo.
What?
Yeah. Weird Asia News, one of my favorite sources, says that Song Hyun Yu, that's his name. I mean, I got it. Underwent prescribed dialysis treatments at a hospital for 6 years. But when he ran out of money, he took matters into his own hand and into his own bathroom, for that matter. He makes dialysis fluid by mixing potassium chloride, sodium chloride, and sodium bicarbonate into purified water. Then he uses the tubes and the pump to cleanse his blood. Doctors say, even though he's still alive after doing it for so long, he has a great risk for complications. In fact, two of his good friends have already died from performing similar treatments. Working for him, though.
Yeah.
Working for him.
If he knows what he's doing.
All right, here you go. Dad of the year may well be a guy named Mike Mika. Mike Mika's daughter didn't want to play as Mario in the classic video game Donkey Kong. She wanted to be Pauline. Okay?
Who the heck is Pauline?
Pauline is Nintendo's precursor to Princess Peach. Of course, we all know that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the princess from the game where they're throwing the barrels down the staircases.
So Mike did what any father with hacking skills would do. He modified the game to make Pauline a playable character. And in fact, what happens now, instead of the female character standing at the top of the ladder waiting to be saved, Mario's up there waiting to be saved. Pauline runs up, jumps, dodges the rolling barrels. No word on whether or not Mike plans to distribute his modified version of the game. But that's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
I mean, that way his daughter gets to play the game kind of the way she wanted to. Now, did you hear it's a 721? 721. Yes, it is. Did you hear about the woman who sent her 3-year-old son to school? He was wearing a T-shirt that said, "I am a bomb" on the front. And on the back, "Jihad, born on September 11th.
Send him to school like that.
This was in France, right. And she is charged with glorifying crime, but she says she put the shirt on her son last September, quote, "without stopping to think about it." Her words. And that there was not any meaning having to do with the date, simply that was the date that her son was born.
Oh, whatever.
It's the day of his birth. I wanted to highlight it, that, not the year. Her son's name, Jihad.
Get out.
I'm telling you, this is true. Though she could have faced 5 years in prison, prosecutors calling for a $1,300 fine and $3,900 for her brother who made the shirt. Again, the kid's name is Jihad. And the shirt said, "I am a bomb" on it. And she wasn't thinking?
Wow.
In what world? In what world?
You sound like a Wizard of Oz. What a world.
All right. Oh, this makes you feel good. Leaving sponges and other objects in patients after surgery.
Ooh.
Supposed to never happen, but it does. And apparently with surprising frequency. More than a dozen objects mistakenly left inside surgical patients every day in America. That's double government estimates. The mistakes happen in about 1 in 5,500 or 7,000 surgeries, but 32 million surgeries a year, that quickly adds up, resulting in infections, serious complications. Yeah, I would think if they're leaving that in there, that's probably not a good thing. Oh, and by the way, how long have they been hammering us on, this story's on Wall Street at this point, how many years have they been hammering us about heart disease and how many people it kills and all the stuff that's, you know, it's in our arteries based on the famous bowls that we eat and the fried foods? Apparently, researchers were shocked to find out that humans who lived thousands of years ago showed the signs of hardening of the arteries.
Really?
Yeah. Well, it was deep-fried goat, you know, that kind of stuff. 137 mummies underwent CT scans, and more than a third of them were found to have that problem. They had hardening of the arteries, basically. The mummies came from ancient Egypt and Peru and southwestern U.S. and the Aleutian Islands.
Of course they have hardened arteries. They're mummified.
Well, yeah, okay. But yeah, the diets varied, of course, because that was from all over the world. Some were hunter-gatherers. Others relied on farming and agriculture. That leads some doctors to consider what may cause heart disease. It could be that it's part of the natural aging process. Uh-oh. See, go ahead and eat that fried Snickers. It's all right, because you're going to get this stuff anyway, because we are all going to die. It really does happen. And, of course, all of this happened before the days of antibiotics, and humans basically dealt with chronic inflammation caused by frequent infection. Inflammation is known to contribute to arterial sclerosis, so that was probably the causative factor.
Interesting.
Nearly 4.6 million Americans are at risk of heart disease. While they may be more that they can learn about certain foods that develop those things and habits like tobacco and eating famous bowls and not exercising could increase your chance of that. But nonetheless, obviously, from these mummies being so old, it just going to happen to a whole lot of people. All right, 725.
It's been at the back of your mind for a while now. All of your kids have moved out, or maybe you're just tired of looking at the same kitchen and bathroom every day. Whatever the reason, the Marriott Group is here to make your remodeling project a success. This is Larry Marriott, and we've been building and remodeling homes for more than 35 years. Give us a call and let us get your next remodeling project started. It's what you've been waiting for. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Marriott Homes voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Hey, good morning. Here's our weather for you. High temperature today expected to be out 63 degrees, but it'll be a little windy. Winds probably 10 to 15, gusting up to 20 miles an hour today. Tonight, a little chilly. 36 will be our low, but then tomorrow and Wednesday and Thursday, we'll have temperatures in the low to mid-70s. Continues on Friday, and by Saturday, we may be looking at 80 degrees, and no mention of rain all during the week. Right now, the winds are out of the northwest at 15, gusting up to 21. Humidity is 58%. We have fair skies, and it's 44.
Summer is right around the corner. Your friends at AeroFit want to remind you now is the time to get swimsuit fit. AeroFit's fitness facilities include indoor and outdoor swimming pools, racquetball, tennis, basketball, an indoor track, and the latest in exercise equipment. With four AeroFit locations to better serve you, you can now join and get 50% off your first month, plus two complimentary training sessions, a $150 value. Call, come by, or click AeroFitClubs.com and get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bianski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Last week, Senate Republicans did something commendable. They stopped Obama from elevating a radical liberal judicial activist to the D.C. Court of Appeals. Caitlin Halligan needed 60 votes to get the nod. She got 51. Now, for the second time, her nomination was blocked. Now, why is Obama so intent to put her on the bench? Well, for one thing, the court can fast-track a judge to a Supreme Court nomination. This court can. Chief Justice Roberts, Justices Scalia, Thomas, Ginsburg all served there. But the biggest reason Obama wants her is ideology. When she was New York's Solicitor General, Ms. Halligan filed a brief to the Supreme Court arguing the National Labor Relations Board should have the authority to grant back pay to illegal aliens. She also urged her office to file repeated lawsuits against gun manufacturers, arguing that they contributed to a public nuisance. Even in cases where the law was clear or the courts had already spoken, Ms. Halligan chose to file frivolous claims, an activist judge from the word go. After her nomination failed, Obama vented his anger. He said he was deeply disappointed with the Senate's actions, and for a change, we're getting the unvarnished truth from him. Fact is, Halligan is Obama, and Obama is Halligan. The radicalism that caused her nomination to fail is the precise reason Obama nominated her in the first place. Now, sadly, we'll be living with many other like-minded Obama nominees for decades to come. But we'll still take this.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Where were you when your identity thief robbed you? Was it the airport Wi-Fi connection last week? Maybe that mobile hotspot where you got coffee? An MSN Money story detailed how using Wi-Fi connections can invite identity thieves in through smartphones and laptops. We're potentially handing over everything and basically saying, go ahead, destroy my credit, take over my bank accounts. That's why I have LifeLock Ultimate, the only identity theft protection service that monitors bank accounts for takeover fraud. It's the line between panic and protection. Enjoy peace of mind with LifeLock Ultimate, folks. Visit LifeLock.com/Rush for details, or make the quick telephone call today and mention Rush and get a 10% discount. Call 1-800-444-2810, 1-800-444-2810, 1-800-444-2810.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Bianski with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com. Today.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 44 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Spring Insurance. It's a great day at Spring Insurance. Call 777-4459. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. A 45-minute shopping spree inside the Bryan Target store resulted in five local women being arrested for shoplifting. Online at WTAW.com is the long list of items taken and the names of the accused. Target loss prevention employees showed store video to police from the time the women parked two cars in the parking lot to leaving the store with clothing, cosmetics, and jewelry without paying, as well as pulling out of the parking lot in one of the cars. Nearly $1,000 of merchandise was found in both cars. A recent increase in the number of wrecks on the freeway in College Station has police issuing reminders. Officer Phil Dorsett says in some cases there have been chain reaction collisions.
Because people aren't really paying attention, or maybe they're distracted looking at the accident ahead. So always a good idea for people just to be even more kind of diligent with their driving when they're out there on the highway due to those speeds that you see on large roadways like Highway 6. And, of course, when the weather is bad, a little bit of rain on the road can cause lots of problems. So we want to make sure everybody drives slower in those circumstances.
Congestion will get worse later this year when construction starts to rebuild on and off ramps along the freeway in College Station and Bryan. Tonight's Bryan School Board meeting includes consideration of creating a smartphone app for the district. Technology Services Director Barbara Ybarra says that's part of a proposed upgrade to the ParentLink service.
The mobile application would provide information fed from the district's website into the app. It can also integrate with our grading program and our scheduling program. Aside from that, there's a tip line that can be utilized by the district with ParentLink 9 that would be used for not only bullying, but an alert, say there's graffiti somewhere and the district hasn't noticed yet, it's on a weekend. The tip line could alert the correct administrator that something has gone on and needs to be addressed.
The upgrade would also add text messaging from teachers and bus drivers to students and their parents. And while Texas remains on its own covering Medicaid clients, other states are negotiating with the federal government. It's something being monitored by State Senator Charles Schwertner.
Each state is different, and we're having to go hat in hand to the federal government and ask for that flexibility on a state-to-state basis. It'd be, I think, much more wise to have a package of options that the states could choose from. But instead, it's Mother May I instead of the flexibility for the state to run a state Medicaid program as they see fit.
Schwertner wonders how the federal government can expand Medicaid when cuts are being made elsewhere. Another victim of federal budget cuts from sequestration affects members of the Marines and the Army who are attending college. Reacting to the suspension of future tuition assistance, the director of the A&M Veteran Resource and Support Center has been in contact with the ROTC units to start identifying the scope of the problem.
How many students, how many credit hours, how many terms, summer, fall, so we can kind of get our arms around what kind of shortfall this is going to create kind of at the macro level, and then start to assess individual cases. We obviously don't want a student to have to drop out of school at this point because they just can't make the financial ends meet.
Retired Marine Colonel Jerry Smith says 115 Army students on tuition assistance this semester are not affected, and so far VA benefits have not been cut. But Smith says 43 students headed to Army basic training this summer were counting on assistance next fall. Also, the suspension applies to students in reserve and guard units, as well as active duty. And burglaries spike anytime many folks are out of town, and Officer Kelly McKeithen with Bryan PD wants to help you protect yourself during spring break. She says one of the best things you can do is to record serial numbers in case someone does break in.
One of the things that I always advise people to do is never hide a key outside of your residence. And also, if you leave a vehicle in your driveway, to remove those garage door openers, because it's easy for someone to break into a car and hit the garage door open and they're inside your house.
McKeithen says it's also important to make it look like someone is still home, so ask a trusted neighbor to pick up your mail and occasionally park in your driveway. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 44 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Spring Insurance. It's a great day at Spring Insurance. We'll have more for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Howdy, friends. This is Gary Flanagan with Spring Insurance. You know, small businesses are the engine that drives America, producing more than 50% of the private GDP. If you are a small business owner, protecting you from loss is what we do at Spring Insurance. From commercial policies designed to cover your liability and protect your property to workers' compensation and employee health plans. So visit us on the web at springinsurancebcs.com or give us a call at 777-4459. It's a great day with Spring Insurance.
It's truck month at Varsity Ford Lincoln. You know Varsity Ford is home to the Ford F-Series pickup truck, America's best-selling truck for 36 straight years. You know that workers depend on the F-Series to get the job done. At Varsity Ford Lincoln, during truck month, get over $11,000 off with a complimentary two-year, 25,000-mile premium maintenance plan on a 2013 F-150. It's truck month at Varsity Ford Lincoln, on the bypass or online at varsityfordtexas.com.
Sioux Falls Prater is your local authorized John Deere dealer. If you've got a lot of mowing to get done, then you need to head to Sioux Falls Prater and have a look at their inventory of zero-turn riding mowers, the Easy-Track mowers for residential customers, all the way up to the big Z-Track Pro mowers for the serious commercial mowers, and you'll get an excellent cut quality with speeds up to 12 miles per hour, plus the zero-turn radius allows for some easy mowing around obstacles, be they trees or bushes or stuff your kids left in the yard, huh? Deer season also is here for Sioux Falls Prater. They're kicking off the season with great pricing and financing, like the new Z235 residential mower. It's sale priced at only $25.99, or the new Z915B commercial mower. It's on sale at $72.49. Hurry into Sioux Falls Prater today. The offer is good through April the 30th. Find a location near you. There are five to choose from. Online, too, at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford.
Much cooler weather will build in across the area today as high pressure heads our way from Colorado. Any clouds this morning giving way to sunshine. Highs today 60 to 65. It'll be breezy. Clear, cool tonight, 35 to 40. We'll have sun with a high of 70 tomorrow. Tomorrow night, clear skies. Lows will drop back down to around 45. With mostly sunny weather through Wednesday. Highs on Wednesday, 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
But here's the difference. Kentucky played 40 minutes both games. We played 37.
And the Lady Aggies did just that. They played 40 minutes and won the SEC tournament. We'll share all that with you coming up. Also, Aggie Pro Day and more with sports in 12 minutes.
All right, there you go. Baseball team got one out of three against Fullerton, huh? Yeah.
That leaves one short for Childress to win his 300th.
Well, he'll get it this season.
God, I hope so. Yeah. It's going to be a long year.
Yeah, we can count on that. That'll happen. So, you ever wonder when you make homemade mac and cheese, you ever notice how it's not as cheesy looking as the Kraft macaroni and cheese?
That's cheesy in a different way.
Oh, how so?
It's just, it's not the same kind of cheese.
You're right, it's not. As a matter of fact, and there's not as much food dye either. That's right. Lisa Leek and Venny Hari, their food bloggers, have gathered some 150,000 signatures on a change.org petition asking Kraft to stop using food dyes, giving U.S. American customers the same dye-free mac and cheese that's sold over in Europe.
Well, I saw this and I thought about it. All you have to do is not buy the macaroni and cheese.
Oh, make it at home?
Instead of forcing companies to bend to your wishes, just don't buy their stuff.
Well, that does get their attention. That does get their attention. If you'll just go ahead and not buy it, then they'll go, well, what did we do wrong? Because, you know, sooner or later they'll bring out the researchers.
The little pie charts.
Find out about that, yeah. But again,
But, I mean, I don't write every company that I wish had a different thing, and you know what I mean?
Well, once again, it's our right as U.S. Americans to complain about anything.
I mean, when I notice that honey bunches of, or what is it?
I don't know.
Honey nut clusters.
Oh, okay.
When they stopped having actual little pieces of nuts, and instead it was like little junk in there.
Yeah.
I didn't write them a letter and say, hey, what's with this new and improved version?
Right, so you just quit using it.
No, well, I still eat it from time to time, but every time I eat it, I go, oh, yeah, it's not like it used to be. Well,
just so long as Congress doesn't get involved is all I care about.
Or they tax it.
Either one.
All right, here we go. Researchers have said that processed meats like sausage and bacon cause early death.
No.
I just had some bacon.
Yeah.
Anybody ever had bacon before?
No, never have. No.
Good. Oh, my greasy lover, bacon. It's the best. You want to know how good bacon is? To improve other food, they wrap it in bacon.
That's right.
If it weren't for bacon, we wouldn't even know what a water chestnut is.
Thank you, bacon. Sincerely, Water Chestnut III.
And bits of bacon. Bits of bacon are like the fairy dust of the food community. Huh, you don't want this baked potato? Bring! Now it's your favorite part of the meal. Not interested in the salad? Bibbidi-bobbidi bacon. I just turn it into an entree.
There you go. It's Jim Gaffigan talking about bacon, which brings up the question, classic food combinations and how they came to be. For instance,
chocolate and peanut butter.
How about bacon and eggs first?
Okay.
At one time, U.S. Americans ate toast for breakfast. Then along came Sigmund Freud's nephew, Edward Bernays, in the 1920s and 30s. In order to promote sales of bacon, he conducted a survey of physicians and reported their recommendation that people eat hearty breakfasts. He sent those results of the 5,000 physicians, along with publicity touting bacon and eggs as a hearty breakfast.
I like his sauce, though.
That's how that started. Yeah, I don't think it's the same guy.
Do you want to know something cool about breakfast in China?
We're all ears.
Yeah, if a kid is having a big test, they'll do 2 eggs and 1 sausage or strip of bacon to spell out 100 and serve that to their kids on the test day.
Oh, there you go.
I thought that was pretty cool the first time I heard that.
Butter and popcorn. Popcorn was originally discovered by the Native Americans, of course. Popcorn became increasingly popular during the Depression because it was relatively inexpensive, and it was eventually moved into just about every movie theater. And it was at that time that they decided that they would be able to make it more palatable by putting butter on the popcorn. You know what's really good, though, is Parmesan cheese.
Yes, it is.
You know,
in cracked black pepper. But in England, almost all the popcorn is sweet. If you go to the theater, the popcorn is sweet, and it's really odd. Yeah. I mean, it's yummy, but it's not the same.
Well, you can get that here, too. I don't know.
Except that it's like buttered, salty popcorn is the rarity. It's just kind of weird.
Yeah, well, they're different over there. The combination of salt and pepper dates back to the 17th century in French cuisine. It was thought that pepper was the only spice which did not overpower the natural taste of food. All foods could be better with a little bit of salt and pepper. On their own, both pepper and salt can be used in savory and sweet cooking, and in combination, they convert something bland into something wonderful. Burgers and fries. Although French fries date back to the 1600s and 1700s. Really? I didn't know that.
Wow.
Their popularity skyrocketed when they began to be sold worldwide by fast food chains, especially McDonald's. Most fast food chains quickly paired the fries with burgers, creating the delicious meal that we know today. Did you know that it was an American soldier who coined the term French fries when they tasted them for the first time in Belgium during World War I? In most other English-speaking parts of the world, they were referred to simply as chips, and French fries was considered an Americanism.
Oh.
Spaghetti and meatballs. Some claim the combination began in the early 20th century, where Italian immigrants were making them in New York City. However, others claim that the pairing dates back to the old world Italy.
Really?
Regardless of the origin, the two complement each other and make for a great and filling meal.
No kidding.
Yeah, my Scottish grandmother made great meatballs.
Really?
Yeah, she did. Well, she was married to an Italian guy.
Aha.
Yeah, and learned how to do that. And Oreos and milk.
Oh, it's good.
Oreo created Feb of 1912 by Nabisco in New York City. Oreo is immediately popular, resulting in the best-selling cookie in the 20th century. It's been dubbed as milk's favorite cookie. But again, remember, the Hydrox people actually came out with that cookie before. Sunshine Hydrox predated Nabisco and their Oreo. But you know what? Doesn't matter anymore, does it?
Oreo sounds better than Hydrox.
Yeah, it does. Sure does.
Well, yeah, and you looked at it and you went, huh? Hydrox? Why would I be eating that? And, of course, now you can get a jillion different kinds. And it's Easter, so I guess we'll have the pink and green filling coming out soon. So that'll be awesome. 7:45.
Lunch doesn't have to be boring. And it doesn't have to be the same boring lunch day after day. At Subway restaurants, you can enjoy many of your favorite sandwiches as a featured fresh value meal for $5.50. A different regular 6-inch sandwich is featured every day as a fresh value meal with chips and a 21-ounce drink. Choosing lunch just got easier. Start your week off right with a turkey breast and Black Forest ham sandwich on Monday. On Tuesday, enjoy oven-roasted chicken. Alleviate those midweek blues with turkey breast on Wednesday. Treat yourself on Thursday to a spicy Italian. End the work week with a cold-cut combo on Friday. The weekends are even better with Black Forest ham on Saturday and sweet onion chicken teriyaki on Sunday. It's our $5.50 fresh value meal of the day. Get a featured 6-inch sandwich, chips, and a 21-ounce drink for only $5.50. Head to your nearest Subway restaurant and see what's on the menu today. Valid at participating locations. Excludes premium subs, additional charge for extras, limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Subway, eat fresh.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
While the fountain of youth is just wishful thinking, Childs Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch Laser Therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen, the new Botox-type treatment Dysport to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
Many parents expect their kids to do chores, but struggle with another question. Should a school-aged child receive an allowance for work around the house? Or are chores simply part of being in a family? Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Parents address this issue in a variety of ways. Some believe in giving a full allowance, while others pay their kids for individual chores. Still others pay nothing at all. They give their children money based on their overall attitude and helpfulness. Whatever system you choose, it's important to remember one of your major goals: to prepare your children to live in the real world. The world of work, taxes, and charitable giving. And with that in mind, I'd suggest kids perform certain tasks around the house simply because they're part of the family. This can include jobs such as cleaning their own rooms, helping to prepare meals, or taking out the trash. On the other hand, you may want to consider paying kids for chores that demand more time and energy, like mowing the lawn or washing the car. It's also advisable to communicate clearly what you're looking for in terms of the time frame and the level of quality you expect. So should we give our kids an allowance? Well, there's really no right or wrong answer. Kids do great when they're given an opportunity to earn their own money. But most importantly, they also need to learn to give of themselves. To help your kids thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Only America's largest gives you the reliability of this Safe Light advantage. It's what makes us different. With over 5,000 mobile glass shops in all 50 states, so we're always nearby. And the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Make the safe choice.
Just ask your insurance company for SafeLight or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
GEICO presents another helpful message from your conscience.
As your conscience, I want to chat with you about saving money on car insurance by switching to GEICO. People love GEICO. Why do you think they have a 97% customer satisfaction rating? Because great service and saving money is satisfying. More satisfying than taking pens from work. So switch to GEICO. And remember, someone has to order pens for the office. Don't make it harder on them.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you're over 50, the upcoming issue of Brazos Wellness magazine is for you. This issue of Brazos Wellness focuses on smart ways for seniors to live well, how to know when to use home health care, nutrition, fitness, and many more health care topics for people 50 and over. Brazos Wellness is a local publication filled with local articles. For information about advertising in Brazos Wellness magazine's issue for senior living, call Sam Jones at 695-9595 or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor, WTAW Sports. It's 7:50. Texas A&M women's basketball had a dismal end of the season, dropping their last three games in a row. Now they've rattled off three in a row, beating number 14 South Carolina, number 9 Tennessee, and number 7 Kentucky to become the SEC tournament champions in their very first year in the Southeastern Conference. A&M had already lost to Kentucky twice in the regular season, and here's Coach Blair after the win.
It's hard to beat us three times. And I think our team will say, we thought we should have split, but here's the difference. Kentucky played 40 minutes both games. We played 37. I know Walker made that comment. She said, we knew if we played 40 minutes, they couldn't stay with us. Well, our kids took that to heart. We felt like we could play 40 minutes with the best of them.
The ladies now wait for the big announcement show March the 18th. The NCAA first-round games start at Reed Arena. First and second round start at Reed Arena on March the 23rd with all the action live carried for ladies basketball on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. Aggie baseball mounted a late charge, but it came up short 7-6 to number 8 Cal State Fullerton Sunday afternoon. The maroon and white fell 6-0 early, but rallies down the stretch made it close. The Aggies lost despite registering a season-high 15 hits on the afternoon. A&M returns to Olsen Field Tuesday to start a five-game homestand. They'll kick things off against Houston Baptist at 6:35. The 2013 SEC Men's Basketball Tournament returns to Nashville for the fourth time. The five-day tournament tips off Wednesday, March the 13th. Coach Kennedy follows the 73-62 loss in the Arkansas game Saturday when asked about the first run through the SEC for the Aggies.
Considering we had 8 scholarship guys all year long, second year transition, 6 new guys that didn't play Division I basketball last year, I think it's been solid. Thought we had a good run. Tennessee lost. We had a 4 overtime loss. Thought it could have spurred us on if we could have won that game, maybe won another game or two. But I think we maximized our efforts with what we have, and it's a lot of credit to the players we have and the character we have on this team.
A&M is an 11 seed and will play the second game of the tournament on Wednesday against number 14 seed Auburn. Tip-off for that game, 9 o'clock, right here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. In high school boys basketball action in the state championship game, the Mumford boys fell to Dallas AAA Academy 80-54. Turning now to the Aggie football team, Friday was pro day for A&M, where NFL scouts traveled to Aggieland to see the prospects work out on their home turf. DeMontre Moore was much improved from his NFL combine, and several other Aggies did well, if not better, than their previous outings. After the pro day, Coach Sumlin was asked if there were any surprises on the day.
Stephen Terrell's had a really, really good day today. And guys asking me about him. You know, here's a guy who's won a bunch of academic awards. He ran well, jumped well, did nothing but play good football for us. And days like today help people. And that's the reason why, you know, we have pro day. And I'm very, very thankful that we have the number of guys that showed up here today just to evaluate our guys. That's great for us.
Quick turn to the NBA. Vince Carter scored 22 points last night. The Dallas Mavericks toppled the Minnesota Timberwolves 100-77. Dirk Nowitzki added 16 points for the Mavs, who have now strung three together. In the PGA, Tiger Woods had full control of his game Sunday and never led anyone closer than three shots until he had locked it up on the 17th World Golf Championship title. Even with a bogey on the final hole, he closed with a 1-under-71 to win the Cadillac Championship. It's the first time in 5 years Tiger has two wins before going into the Masters. In NASCAR, Matt Kenseth decided not to replace any tires during the final pit stop under the caution, and the calculated risk paid off.
You know, the caution came out, and I knew he had to pit, and I was like, well, just keep me up here as best you can, you know, and so I figured he was going to get two or do something, and we're halfway down pit road. He said, don't slide the tires, we're getting fuel only, and then I heard him counting, so I knew he wasn't even filling it up. I was like, man, that's risky. He said, I'll turn it out really good. That's what you like, is somebody to go call the race to try to win.
That was Kenseth's 25th career victory. He won on Sunday in the Las Vegas Motor Speedway, giving himself one heck of a 41st birthday present. In baseball, Nolan Ryan says he's still talking with the Texas Rangers ownership about his role as the team's chief executive officer. Ryan says he met with the team co-chairman Ray Davis and Bob Simpson, and the meetings were, quote, productive. Rangers ownership announced earlier this month that general manager John Daniels and chief operating officer Rick George had been promoted, and they had new presidential titles. In other spring ball action, Cole Helms gave up one hit on five innings. Lance Nix homered for the Phillies to win 7-1 over the Houston Astros. Despite the final score, USA and Canada played a tight, exciting Pool D World Baseball Championship match, and that game was on Sunday. USA's Adam Jones turned a 3-2 deficit into a 4-3 lead with a two-run double in the eighth inning, giving his team the lead for the first time in the game. The U.S. added a few insurance runs to finish 9-4, and with the win, the USA advances to the second round of Pool 2, along with Italy, Puerto Rico, and the Dominican Republic. The double elimination second round begins on Tuesday in Miami. And finally, freshman Callie Lamphere hit two home runs, and junior Nicole Morgan had a grand slam, and the fifth-ranked Texas A&M softball team ran their record to 23-2 and 1-1 in the SEC, and run ruled Missouri 11-3 in the second game of a three-game set. Game three was rained out. That's your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More has a variety of promotional products and specialty items to help you promote your business. Awards & More, 710 North Rosemary and Bryan, can personalize any number of gifts to help you get the word out. Your first stop for plaques, trophies, medals, and custom awards should always be Awards & More. And Awards & More does silk screening for t-shirts. Call 696-3886 or go to the website at awardsandmoreinc.com. Awards & More, 710 North Rosemary Drive in Texas, across from Luby's.
Hi, I'm Locke Paschal, interior designer at Wilton's Office Works. Stan, Marlo, and I would like to thank you for your continued support during our current remodel and wanted to give you an update on how things are progressing. We're very close to the end of renovations on the interior, Wilton's, so come by and take a look. Our next step will be the exterior, so be on the lookout as you pass our showroom on the East Bypass between University and Briarcrest. I'd like to invite you to stop in and visit us as we celebrate our improvements, and find us online at Wilton's.com.
The BMW 3 Series is the only car to win Car and Driver's 10 Best 22 years in a row. As in, the 3 Series isn't one of a few to do this, it's one of one to do this. No other vehicle has ever done it in the history of Car and Driver. Not Audi, not Mercedes. Never, ever, ever, ever. Come see why it won again for yourself. The BMW 3 Series. We only make one thing, the ultimate driving machine. Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
I'm Bobby Jenkins of ABC. Forget synthetic chemical lawn fertilizers. We don't use them anymore. We're using products in green lawn management that improves the health of Brazos Valley yards and reduces environmental impact. Our natural microbial approach works beneath the soil to promote ongoing lawn health. And weeds, we'll pull many of them by hand. You'll enjoy a better looking, healthier lawn. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
The relationship between accountant and client isn't based on money, it's based on trust. And your trust is not an investment that's taken for granted at Ingram Wallace & Company.
Hi, I'm Rick Webb. Each day at Ingram Wallace & Company, we provide clients with insight, guidance, accuracy, and innovative accounting services. Let us put our 50-plus years of experience to work for you.
Trust Ingram Wallace & Company. Call 776-2600, 776-2600, or visit ingram-wallace.com.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, just to make you feel old. Let's see, you know, we always talk about the, anything we can do, right? The the number one movie, you know, each week. A year ago, the number one movie was The Lorax. Dr. Seuss, I never saw it.
I didn't see it either.
5 years ago this week, the number one movie was 10,000 BC. Okay. 10 years ago, the number one movie was Bringing Down the House. Never seen it.
I missed that one.
20 years ago, the number one movie was Falling Down.
I apparently don't see many popular movies in March.
I don't know. Falling Down, what was that? What was that about, you know? Kevin, you remember that
one? Off the top of my head, I don't.
No, okay. All right.
I haven't seen any of those movies you named.
Here are the hottest subjects out there. If you're checking on if you want to Google like everybody else today, number one is daylight saving time. Number two, electing the Pope. Number three, Justin Bieber. We'll have a story on him. Number
four is
the sequester. Number five, drones. Drones. Mr. Down sent me, I think it was on eBay or something. You can buy a drone for like...